Fred, it's great to visit with you here at the Agronomics Conference that's taking place in Reno, Nevada. I understand that we're going to be in a new location next year, and you're so involved as are you president-elect?
President-elect.
Yeah.
Coming in to be president next year.
So we've got a lot to look forward to in 2014. I know Vision 2014 is our theme here. Let's look ahead to 2014. What are some of the things we might have to look forward to?
Well, we haven't decided on the final theme as yet, Chuck, but the theme is going to be evolve around. Of course, we all like to and will continue to follow economics as it relates to agricultural operations, land values, and the effect on the world economy. But in conjunction with that, going to think a little bit outside the box, and we're going to bring in technology, which we also have here this year in the drone technology. And I feel so strongly, as a personal passion, that the drone technology, along with some robotic technology, is going to be incorporated into our new program next year. If you take a survey of some of our members, you will find quietly that some are already using drones in the appraisal business, the management business. We personally at our group are looking into robotics to help do some field evaluations. There's robotics available for soil sampling. But we're going to incorporate some of that along with the normal agronomic issues of current times. And we're going to try to tie it all together with some alternative crop issues, maybe looking into, there's a little bit this year on organics, we might do a little bit of that, as well as just what's next on the agenda. And today, I don't know what that is, but we'll try to bring up very current issues at the time.
Well, these unmanned aerial vehicles, as they like to call them, just makes perfect sense that that would tie in very much to the members of this organization for helping them when you're coming to evaluate property and be able to see it in a way maybe you, well, at least was way more expensive to do, you know.
And, you know, we all read in all of our publications all the time, Chuck, about the big data. That's a key term being thrown around, and we're quite, in my company, we're working on something along that same line, as I know several of the other large companies are. But what big data is all about is being able to collect data more timely, more accurately, at a less cost to make better operational management decisions. So that will leverage the capability of each and every one of our managers to be able to use some of that type of technology for helping their clients and be able to manage a few more acres more timely. From the appraisal side, you can think about the time those guys work very hard. I'm not an appraiser, but worked with them for over 40 years, and I know how hard they work, how difficult it is to collect all of the data they need for preparing their accurate reports on a timely basis. If there's some of this technology, which I believe is out there, that can help them collect some of that data more timely, it'll be to the benefit of all of us. And then, of course, there's the agricultural consultant theme, of which I'm an accredited agricultural consultant. And it kind of falls into that category as well, whether it's measuring a building or whether it's measuring the fertility of a field. There's going to be some of that type of technology work in conjunction with our economics and agronomic issues.
Well, like every part of agriculture, I think we're seeing technology just continue to explode at a fast pace. That's one kind of challenge to deal with as you move forward. But looking ahead to the next year before, I guess, we get to your term as president, what do you see as any other things that you guys here in the organization are dealing with on behalf of your members?
Well, I think one of the big issues that we're all dealing with is what's commodity prices going to be next year, and we deal with that each and every year. But secondarily, what's that effect is that going to have on the value of the assets that each of our clients own today? But thirdly, and there's more concern about, this is an aging category, asset class. The average owner is gaining, there's about 5 retiring each year to 2 coming into the industry. The challenge that we have and charge, I guess we say, should say, as our organization, we're looking as to how do we incorporate and get involved with the younger group, bring more of them into the industry. We're looking at the FFA organization, the 4-H organization, and personally I want to spend time with trying to acquaint them with the opportunities in agriculture. One thing, Chuck, you find when you start interviewing people around the country, if you talk about farming, what's the first thing that comes to their mind? Maybe baling hay, a tractor driving through the field, growing crop, growing livestock, and they don't realize that that's only a small portion of the agricultural business that all collectively makes the agricultural industry. And that can include a lot of opportunity in the various areas of technology, economics, biology, sciences, and they're all correlated to one goal that we have in agriculture, and that is feeding the world. So it's one of my challenges for when my term begins next year, is to try to educate more of the, if you will, the younger people who are at the decision-making area of their career paths as to, you know, do I really want to go that way or do I want to be an accountant, which is fine. We need accountants. We need all the other specialties. But there are a lot of the specialties that can be tied to agriculture, support the future of agriculture, and improve the food production that we all are working toward today to feed the world.
So as a way to kind of help accomplish that, you'll just go on a national tour and speak at every land-grant institution? that might be a little too much.
I still have a day job that I have to fill, that, along with being a part of this organization. And it's a dedication that I've been a part of now almost 40 years, going back to having even written many of the courses, taught a lot of the courses, which I enjoyed sincerely. And have now moved on, allow others to do that so they can grow and expand and move along the chain of command in our organization. But I will do as much as time will permit.
Well, let's just touch briefly before we close on this conference, which is in progress as we speak. Lots of different types of meetings that go on besides just the agronomics Vision 2014. How are things going this year? It's, from what I've heard, sounds like we've got a pretty good attendance.
Attendance, I haven't checked with Cheryl this morning, but at our board meeting earlier this week, this will be the record conference attended by attendance. Now, I'll have to finalize this number, but we'll be very close. Over 500 is attendees, and that's an all-time record high for us. We bumped the record last year in Indianapolis with 487, and it looks like we're going to exceed that this year. So they're setting the bar pretty high for me to accomplish to go over the top in Tucson, but we all like going to a warm spot this time of year, so I'm inviting everyone to come. It'll be a good time. We'll have a lot of good tours. This conference, we've had some great tours. We've had some just beginning today, but we had some preliminary things go on yesterday. The classes that we have here for our members to benefit their further their education, all nearly full. The programs we have this afternoon, I'm emceeing several of those myself. The attendance signed up already as I went and arranged for more chairs to be in the room. So overall, just a tremendous amount of interest. We gained 83 new members for our organization this past year. I think that speaks highly of the interest level that's in agriculture and an interest in becoming an expert with a career path in front of them, either in the appraisal, consulting, or management areas. Yeah. So great conference going on. We look that it'll be, we have two full days. We mix a little fun with it tonight with our foundation auction. We have an all-time record high number of items to be auctioned tonight also. So it just continues to be record after record. We at the council level are turning and looking at each other and saying, wonder when this trend's going to change. We hope that it doesn't, you know. So great times. It's a wonderful conference. We'd encourage everybody to attend.
Great. Well, I'm just very glad to once again be invited to be a part of it this year. Thank you, Fred Hepler, who is the president-elect here for ASFMRA this year. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.